For Dope Unprofessionals, Part 2. When we last heard from our heroes, Mealy, Tedisco, Adams, and Munoz, they were exploring the depths of risk-taking as educators and asking themselves, was it worth it? We heard about fantasy football, hip-hop, music, and being outspoken and not caring. They were discussing working toward academic progress and poorly conceived academic acronyms. Amidst a combination of oohs and laughs and ohs, the four horsemen of the Pedagopolis are back to finish the games. Listen, accept, enjoy, and maybe you can use these in class.
So round two is, all right, let's say in your curriculum plan, right, for the year, you wind up getting ahead, right? And so you have sort of an extra day, maybe, you know, a Friday or something in your week, and you can teach whatever you want. You got one day to teach one lesson to your class, anything. What would you teach as sort of like an extra thing? What would be sort of your go-to?
What is that go-to extra thing to teach? I tend to go to music. I tend to go to music and social movement. So I don't know if you guys know, like, there's an organization, teachrock.org. But no. I go to them, and they are a great organization who has multidisciplinary lessons about all genres of music, from hip-hop, the history of sampling, math lessons related to sampling, language arts lessons related to the words analysis, and then, like, I'm also, hold on, I have to it's a real podcast, people.
I know. Awesome.
But also,
like, your house,
like,
is uniquely ruckus this morning. Like, I feel like we've been recording over Ringer since March, and I feel like we've never had noise.
That's like 12 and 13 in the morning at 10:39 up, ready to go. But then they have lessons about the Grateful Dead. So I get this email, and they're like celebrating 50 years of the Grateful Dead. And so, like, every sort of music genre, cool. Punk lessons.
Those are my boys, by the way. I saw the Grateful Dead 13 times in six different states.
Oh, my gosh, Mealy. We should connect. We really should, because I saw them 11 times.
Sweet.
With Jerry.
Yes.
So, yeah.
I saw them when...
maybe 11 songs of theirs. So, I mean...
So, Kev, I actually saw... It was... this. We'll completely edit this out. But it was in Maryland... and they had not played Loose Lucy in 13 years.
Wow.
And it was the first time they played it.
Wow.
And people lost their minds. They're like, played Loose Lucy. They played Loose Lucy. Like,
they lost whatever amount of their minds they had left after being at a Grateful Dead show for that.
Yes. But I'm a late 80s, early 90s, like Brett Midland and into Vince.
I'm a tail end. I'm a Vince Welnick. My first show was the Omni in Atlanta in 94.
Okay.
First show.
Okay. Cool.
So, yeah.
Cool. All right.
This conversation is like when I turn on Telemundo and I don't understand most of the words, but every now and then they'll say McDonald's. I'm like, I know that
word.
I was just going to say, now I know how Tedisco felt when we were talking about the NBA.
That's it.
Hey. Smile and nod.
Hey. But I go to
Kevin happy, I'm happy.
I go to teachrock.org. I love music, or it's going to be social justice history. Like, the more contemporary stuff, that's what the kids love. So, like, anytime I can go to that type of stuff where it's just free, like teaching about Trayvon Martin. Right. Mm-hmm. Like, so, like, they like want to know that stuff. Right. Or also, like, you know, the questions that they always have, like, and so, like, sometimes it's just the conversations about like history. And that's what I love, you know, because the kids will be like, what really happened in World War II? Because they'll be like, and I teach middle schoolers, right? And so mm-hmm. like they have some concept of it, and it's like a lot based on pop culture, what they've heard parts. And so like a lot of misconceptions, but once you start to get into this stuff, like it's amazing how much they will just sit there and just be like, oh, and so wait, and how does this relate to this? And how does that? So like stuff like that, that's what I go.
Cool. You want to go, Gerardo, or can I go?
You can go.
Okay. So, kind of speaking of that, and I'm trying to make this a thing, Kevin. I've started incorporating into my lessons. I just call it BL Monday, okay? Or BL, so Black Lives Matter Monday. And so, like, every Monday, even though I teach math, I, like, give, like, a little 5-10 minute thing, and we just kind of get in. Like, we got into Principal Kefiel one time, and yeah. I know you guys, like, had, like, a Bettina Love, and I talked about the Touch the Pole thing with them and showed them the Touch the Pole video and just different yeah. things that I'm kind of, like, doing that kind of, you know, I'm, like, and I guess that's a risk thing I'm doing as well, but I'm, like, I'm going to, like, it's not a big risk. I'm, like, again, like, I'm, like, a white math teacher. I'm going to have a job, but, like, there could be someone that go to their parents, like, what's he doing talking about that, like, in math class? But I'm, like, what's up? Let's do it.
But it is go ahead.
So,
go ahead.
But I was going to say that if I had a choice, like, to teach a lesson, honestly, the thing I would probably would be teaching on normalizing therapy and normalizing just talking about mental health issues and just, like, I would, like, literally share to them about me and my wife, you know, how we weren't, like, close to divorce, but, like, it was, you know, we were hitting, like, 16 years, 17 yep. years, and it was just, yep. it wasn't what it was anymore. And
yep.
my wife's like, listen, if we don't do something, it's going to suck. So I said, and I didn't want to go. I really had like no desire. I thought it was going to be stupid. I'm like, I'm just going because you keep saying we need to go. So I'm going to go. And then I went the first time and I was like, oh my God, this is awesome. I want to do this like every week.
Yeah.
And
it, like, yeah.
And so, like, and I'll talk to certain kids about it who've, like, told me that they're going through stuff and have been yep. and whatever. And yep. so I just want to, like, try and get kids to understand that, you know, going to therapy and talking about your feelings and trying to get better about communicating and understanding who you are does not mean that you're like a crazy person or a bad person That's or right. like, you know, whatever. So that would kind of be what I would go to if I just had a day just to do whatever.
Yeah, I always have that thought where like I'll see kids in my class and like I know just looking at them like there's like you'd need some sort of tinkering. Like you're definitely showing signs of bipolar or borderline or PTSD definitely.
Yeah.
And you know that they're going to be running into trouble with that in the future. And you know that's going to impact them more than, you know, not knowing who Emily Dickinson is. Like, if yeah. they took that yeah. class to go get yeah. some therapy, they could get a diagnosis or some medication.
Yep.
I mean, that would serve them so much better.
Absolutely.
Yeah. yeah.
And our kids are dealing with so much anxiety uh-huh. and all of those types of issues right now. You know, and this was before the pandemic, right? You know, like this was a very like, so I taught a class called Global Service Learning last year. And so, you know, I did surveys on issues that came up, and in every one of my classes, anxiety, depression, mm-hmm. suicide were like in the top five.
Yep.
For each of those, you know, because those are big issues in their lives, right? And so I really think that yeah. that's critical. Yeah. I think it's needed, like, you know, and that's one benefit, you know, and I don't know how it's happening, but like this stress, the stressing of SEL mm-hmm. at this time in education, you know. But again, SEL can be problematic if it's not done correctly.
Legitimate yeah. SEL, not yes. checking the box
yep.
SEL.
Yep, 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 yep.
Not, let's talk about organization.
Yes.
Like, yes. I know. You'll be so much happy if you're more organized. Do you have index dividers for your, notebook?
Yes. Yes.
It's like...
Arrange your cereal boxes in Roy G. Biv, okay?
There's that one kid who's like, yes, this actually makes me feel better. Like,
Now let's go to the yes. third icebreaker in a row. Everybody try to say your name backwards.
That's right.
Sorry about that ding. Shout out to my mom texting me during a podcast episode.
Cool. Yes.
That's all right.
I'll allow it. She'll listen. Actually, she's a listener. The only thing that my mother will say, she'll say, that was really good when you did this. And I was like, hey, what about the thing we did later on? She's like, oh, you guys talk way too long. Like, I didn't listen to that.
I don't listen. That's too long.
And I'm like, that's a lot like when I was growing up. So...
You're speaking of SEL, Mom.
Wow. She's not going to hear it. You're too.
No, we're too so deep far into this episode. We're past her attention span at this point. Oh. No, I love what you said about prioritizing, you know, like, and normalizing mental health and those kinds of things, because I think that, you know, if any of you at this virtual table or anything like me, you look back and you're like, oh man, I had some issues. I had some issues, and wow, what if somebody had talked to me about them? Like, I was a kid who was like, I did a lot of posturing, but I was open to talk about the things that were hurting me. Just mm-hmm. nobody ever asked. Nobody was like, hey, I know you're really quiet most of the time, except for when you're getting mad at me. And you know, but what's up? You good?
Yeah.
You know, because I would have been like, no. You know, that's how it goes. I'm not okay.
That's right.
Yeah. Is it my turn? I'm really bad at protocols. Kevin will tell you. Kevin will be like, he'll lead our he's one of our teacher leaders in the school, and he'll be like, we're gonna do this. I'm like, wait, what are we doing? And how are we doing it?
Where are we going?
Yeah, I'm either asking a whole bunch of questions before he's introduced it, or I will ask a whole bunch of questions that he just answered.
Like, but I feel like that's, as a teacher, that's like my whole life. Like, so it's not odd. There's always a kid like that. That's like, huh?
I was the kid that was like,
Kev, do you know that? Do you guys know like the tell three people technique? So before you do something, you just say, so tell three people that we're going to go to page 54 and we're going to answer those three questions. Tell three, you know, we're gonna, and like have them do that. So like you would, so Gerardo, so you would hear it three times.
Although my friends also weren't listening when I was in high school. Right. So like,
I don't know. That's what happens though. So I send the kids to the breakout rooms, and then I'll go in the breakout rooms, and the first thing from some groups I'll hear, so what are we doing? Like, even check. Someone else repeats back. I'm like, repeat back. What are we doing? And I'm like, doing it on the screen for them. Like, I'm like, go here, click here, open this. I can see you haven't opened it. Open it. Open it.
Okay, so I feel like we've established it's my turn, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
What was the question? Oh, yeah. Okay, so the two – I actually did have to remind myself. I have to write things down. So I do one of two things. If it's the kind of group that where we've got kind of the makings of a really positive community and culture, we'll do a cipher. Like we'll circle up, and kids will write a quick freestyle about something that we studied that week. I'll do a demonstration. Like I'll sit and I'll fire out something like, you know, and you know, I had something that I wrote last class for I teach ethnic studies, and we were talking about discrimination. And so I was like, yeah, so just write a quick little thing and just share it. And so the one I wrote was, respect also means respect of self, respect your spirit and your intellectual wealth, right?
Nice.
And so I did that in like 2 minutes. Y'all just put something together. And so if I have the trust, we'll do that. And that, you know, and that's fun. And some of them will sometimes want to battle, which is kind of fun. but you know, it's hard to know if you're in that spot. So what I always try to do is something that's going to bring our community together, that's going to tighten relationships and help every student be seen. Mm-hmm. And so what I'll do is I'll give everybody a piece of construction paper. I'll say, put your first and last name on this piece of construction paper and then hang it on the wall somewhere. And then I just make everybody. So now your job is to go around and write something genuinely positive about that person.
Cool.
On their poster. And you can't be like, Kev, you cool. Like, you're chill. Like, you have to, like, say something specific. Like, Kev, I love your smile. You are always laughing, and that just makes me happy in class and that kind of thing. And so they'll kind of, like, be like, this is weird. And then I'll say, so that's yours. Put it in your locker when you need a boost.
Yep.
Nice.
So those little, like, community boosting things I try to build whenever I can, because, you know, I love the kids at our school. Our kids come from all over the city of Denver. We used to be a magnet. But now we're somewhere in we're like the worst version of not a magnet and not a public school, like not a neighborhood school. Right. And so we have like a few kids from the neighborhood and a few kids. But we reflect the direct demographics of the city of Denver, which is beautiful to me. And when I tell the students, I'm like, I make y'all talk to each other because you are all hella dope. You are so cool. And I don't think it's fair that I'm the only one that knows that. Like, y'all should talk to each other. Don't wait till senior year at graduation to be like, dang, I didn't know you were cool until a week ago. You know, like, this is the time to like get to know each other and like just connect, because we're all trying to fight through this together. So that's kind of where I tend to go.
Cool.
That's good stuff. That's awesome. That's always that's awesome. Good stuff. And the kids love to do that. They get into it too. It starts out slow when I've done it, but then all of a sudden they're like, oh yeah. And then they love to go back, right, to theirs, when they finally get back to theirs. And they're like,
you have the kids that weaponize it, that are kind of like, no, you can't, because you said, you put on my poster that you said that you respected my opinions.
So now you got to listen to me all the time. Like, yeah, okay. That's right. I did tell you that. Yeah, created this monster.
Tedisco, did you want to answer your own question?
Sure. So I found out about this concept, and I really, really liked it, because I always try to focus on empathy in the classroom. And so when I learned about it, I found an article by the failing New York Times and turned it into a handout for my students. So I always teach them that. You guys ever heard of the Dunbar number?
No.
So it was a guy named Robin Dunbar, and he was studying primates. And he was trying to find like their grooming patterns, see like how many people could be there. I don't know what you would call a group of chimpanzees, a group, a tribe, a flock. I don't know. Anyway,
I don't know.
There's a name for it though.
Right.
I think you call it a good all.
A good all.
There we go.
He was studying how big a good all could get.
Yes. Yes.
Right. And so what he found is like there's a direct correlation between like basically like certain parts of their brain that could control empathy and how big their tribes. Right. And he studied this with like a whole bunch of different primates. And I know this sounds boring, but it's getting. So what he did is he followed that same logic and that same sort of mathematical formula all the way up to humans, because we have a similar brain.
Yeah.
And what he determined is he found something called the Dunbar number. He said, we basically have the empathy to be able to care about 150 people. And that's it. After that, we max out. And so once we max out our Dunbar number, everybody else just becomes sort of clusters. And so we have trouble even identifying them as humans.
Yep.
So that's why when your friend breaks their leg, it's a tragedy. And when a tsunami hits Japan, it's just interrupted.
Yeah.
Like, because you can't, your brain literally can't register that those are humans.
So interesting. So
I teach them that and sort of the limitations of our empathy and what to do when we find ourselves generalizing and saying everybody like this is X, right?
Yeah.
All immigrants are, all Muslims are, all white people are, like, you know, and so we just got to kind of be able to recognize that, because we can't fix it. So,
Cool.
That's awesome. Okay. Kev, you got a question prompt for us?
Here we go. I got one. So what is one of the coolest ways students have expressed creativity in your classes?
Oh, I got one. Okay.
Oh man.
Oh, it just made me feel so good. There were these three kids in my class in this one class, and they are the, I don't even know how to describe them. They're the square pegs, I guess, right? So they don't fit into any group. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they're even different from each other, but they all know that we're just weird, but that's you're weird and I'm weird, and we'll be weird together, right?
Yep.
So they had an imaginary band. Like, none of them played instruments or sang, but the name of their band was The Void, which kind of, like, even, like, really describes, like, you know, like, of course, we're square pegs. Our band is The Void, right? So at the end of the year, they wrote me a song, and they gave me the lyrics, and some of it was in other languages that they were studying, and, like, they just wrote the song about the class and about me, and it was, like, and, like, on the back, it had, like, the little, almost like your little two-dope teacher thing. It was like The Void, you know what I mean? They had put that on the back with a little Void logo. Oh my God. Oh. You just feel just that love, you know what I mean? There's no love like love you get from your students. It is so unique.
Yeah. That's so true.
About that is you don't even see it coming. Like, it's one of those things, and you're like, whoa, you went to these incredible lengths. Like, that's cool.
That's so cool.
Is it my turn?
It can be.
Sure. Yeah. It can be.
Yeah. Okay. So Kev, the most creative things is, can you?
You've seen students do expressing their creativity in your classroom.
Okay. So again, okay. So there's two. One I won't go that far into. Allegedly, there used to be a website of stuff Munoz says in class.
Nice.
There are some gems like, man, I don't trust squirrels. You can't sleep on squirrels, though.
Sleep on squirrels.
And, and I don't know whatever happened to that. But I would say the most creative thing I've seen students do was, again, in my, oh gosh, there's a couple, probably my hip hop studies class.
Yeah, yeah.
So I had, I'm the king of building the plane while it's in flight.
Nice.
Because like first of all, I suck at planning. Like I'm so bad at it. There's like this cloud of things that I think are important that the students should know. Like Tedesco, you're with your question about like, hey, so you have an extra day, you know, what's that lesson? I'm like, dude, every day feels like an extra day. I barely plan to begin with. and at some point in like November, I'm like, I wonder what this scope and sequence is all about.
Let's check that out.
But hey, don't snitch, Kev.
you're dry snitching on yourself, man.
I just dry snitched on yourself. I did tell my coach, I'm like, I need a lot of support with planning because like, while I think that like, cause students are like, man, this class just feels so like natural and organic. And I'm like, there's a reason for that because it's really happening right now. And, you know, but also it creates a lot of stress and I don't enjoy that. But I would say that, probably halfway through the first semester of teaching hip hop studies, I was trying to think of, because a lot of my background is in project-based learning. My first job was in a PBL kind of environment. And so I was kind of hardwired that, you know, none of this like matters unless they're doing something that feels authentic, right? So there was always like some larger rationale. I'm like, well, how do you end, you know, a class on hip hop studies? And so what I did was I created something I called the Elements Project. And so they had to take an element of hip hop. And we sort of agreed that there's a core of four elements. There's fashion, there's DJing, there's b-boying, there's rapping. And then, you know, you could also expand it out to some of the other elements of hip hop. And we actually spent like a class period, like going through all of the different things that people have said is an element of hip hop. And I said, all you need to do is try that and, you know, track your progress and set goals for yourself. And that kind of thing. And then we're going to share this. And so it was just so amazing to see what students did. Like there was one group of students, and Kev will vouch for this, who basically watched a bunch of YouTube videos on street art, and they made me a sign for my classroom.
Oh, wow.
And it's ginormous. Yeah, it's like 5x8.
Nice.
It's like, wow. Cool. And it's not that big, actually. I just realized I'm really exaggerating, but it's big. And
you could have lied. Nobody would
No one would
have
known. Again, dry snitching on yourself.
10x20.
Come on, bro.
Yes.
You grew up on the east side of Denver. You know you don't have to be factual.
Yes. I stay snitching on myself. Yes. Yeah,
it had to be cut in pieces to fit in my classroom.
Exactly. Yeah, that's right. So it says in big letters, the boogie down, because that's what I call my classroom. I call it the boogie down. And then just seeing, so I have a whole bunch of this art that students basically taught themselves to do using YouTube. And so it was fun because you guys remember when we used to have classrooms that we would gather all the kids in?
Yes. Back in the
free time. Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah.
The before times.
It was really interesting. Interesting moment in education. is like, and so, but it always gave me a lot of pride that when visitors would come into my room, they would ask about the art on the walls.
Yep.
And I was like, oh, this is all student created. Like, nice. And I would tell the students, yo, take this. Like, this is beautiful art you can put in your home. But if you think you're going to throw it away, don't. I'll put it on my walls. And so it's really great. And it kind of goes back to a fundamental question I have when it comes to working, you know, with my students, trying to keep things as authentic as possible. Do I trust my students with the things I am teaching them, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Like, do I trust that I did a good enough job making this a positive learning environment that I could just say, do an elements project, try to learn one of the hip hop elements and go, one kid made an album.
Yep.
Wow.
And it was cool. So I would say that's probably the most creative thing I've seen students do.
Cool.
All right. I encourage a lot of creativity for my students, so there's like a lot of stuff for me to choose from. I can't really pick a number one, so I'll just kind of throw out a list. I once had a group of boys review A Midsummer Night's Dream by creating an entire fictional like news station setup and like presenting it as a news broadcast.
Oh, I love
like,
that.
Wore a fake mustache and like went all out the whole thing.
That is
I was crying laughing the entire time. That was phenomenal. I get my kids really into Shakespeare.
That, I mean, that's an accomplishment.
Yeah, I love that.
I ran a Garfield Club.
Garfield Club. Yes.
Like James Garfield or Jim Davis's Garfield?
Jim Davis. Okay. And so, they came together. The kid who started every meeting by pulling out his banjo and singing a theme song. Not the theme song for Garfield, his own theme song for Garfield.
He wrote his own theme song for Garfield.
He was working on a Garfield musical.
There you go. Wow.
Where Garfield found a golden lasagna and eliminated Mondays. It was a whole plot.
Wow.
The kids would constantly create like Garfield fan art, and they would watch episodes of Garfield and give like deep thematic analyses of how Odie represents the working class and Garfield is capitalism.
That's
I ran a drama
stuff.
Club where, like, I had my students, like, it was, the productions were too much for me to do because I was also, you know, full-time and had no idea what I was doing at the time. And so, like, the students would constantly be putting together the costumes and the makeup and a lot of the special effects and a lot of the stuff for it. And so they did a wonderful job with, like, Alice in Wonderland and Christmas Carol. But I'd probably say my number one, like, one of my favorite all-time things. was there was a student I didn't even teach, and they were going through a lot of struggles. They were transgender, and their family was not accepting their transition, and he was struggling a lot in school and just a lot personally. And so he would just come to my classroom for lunch every day with his friend who I was teaching, and we just hang out and I just talk and just give him some wisdom, and he wound up writing me a song. And like naming it after me and dedicating it to me, and it's just really sweet and about like them struggling but knowing that.
Oh man,
that's dope.
That's cool.
Yeah,
I would have been in liquid form. That must.
Oh man, yeah. No, it's oof. Yeah, it was.
That's dope. That was I love all of those stories. Cool. Man.
It's really cool.
It's
full spectrum.
You know, and like for me as somebody who's always been into music, I just think it's important for kids to be able to have the opportunity to be creative and be appreciated for being creative and have these opportunities, even like if it seems silly, you know. And so like when I think about like my own career, like I've seen like I love to give kids the chance to do like skits and in history, you know, like scenes from history, like bring it alive, you know. And so like I think probably maybe one of the greatest moments I've ever had as a teacher was we were doing skits about westward expansion, going west, right? And so Gerardo, another student, he was an eighth grader at the time, my first year at DCIS, our school, and very tall young man when he left, hockey player, but incredibly just like silly. And all of a sudden he puts on this Southern accent and he's like, y'all, we got to go and we got to do this. And he's like really into the character. And like the whole room just starts dying. Literally, like, just like this kid never does drama. He's not an actor at all. Like I said, hockey player, like club team, like, mister, I got to go. I'll be gone for a month because I'm traveling playing hockey. I think he's someplace around the world playing professional hockey or semi-pro hockey right now.
Like currently.
But this kid, like, was just killing it. And it was just like this great moment.
He was hilarious.
You know, just like where he just encapsulated this like spirit of like moving west, like, you know, this attitude. And he understood they were coming from the South. So he has this Southern accent. He's like, oh, we're moving our slaves, right? He's talking about it, giving the perspective, bringing it alive in a way that just the kids love. And then another student that year who Gerardo also knows, just one of the most talented visual artists I've ever seen in my life. I would watch, she'd take notes, and then I'd look at her notes, and then all of a sudden, like, she'd draw these pictures on the sides of the notes of what was going on in the notes, and they'd be so detailed. I remember one day she turned in these notes, and it had this just incredible detailed picture of Thomas Jefferson, because we were talking about the Declaration of Independence, and then she's like having this dialogue about like his contradictions and that he's owning slaves and talking about freedom, like thinking at this high level and just connecting it all. But you know, those are some things that stand out. But I just
is this also the student that did our profile picture for
Twitter? Yes. Yes, yeah. Yes. This is a beat up, and this student is just brilliant. And then Gerardo, I'm going to think about a student that Gerardo had who did these same also detailed notes. I walk into his class one day, and there's all these drawings all over his board.
Oh,
from this student who is just an incredible, unique young man.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'll tell you another creative thing.
He would sketch through in my AP World History class. You would sketch through like the topic that we're, so you'd have like this dry erase marker version of the Great Wall, like, you know, going across the board. And then you have Genghis Khan, and then it's just like, and he would just like add to it like every day.
So and
this
cool.
is also like how AP World History teachers flex on each other in the Facebook group. Like they're kind of like, cool. I didn't even do anything, but this student has been drawing this in my classroom.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay.
And then also, you know, what this kid, I coached the Model United Nations, and this kid was like one of the most creative kids in Model United Nations and always wanted to have a Star Wars council. And finally, like his last year.
You don't know what that means, nerd.
He had a Star Wars council for MUN. And like the kids were like, that was incredible. That was incredible.
The proud people of Tatooine agree.
Yes, yeah. So okay. Shout out for encouraging creativity.
That is awesome. That is
wonderful.
Awesome. Yeah. So guys, I've got a game for us to kind of finish this up, okay?
All right, here we go.
I think you guys will really like this, okay? So it's kind of a takeoff on, you may be familiar with a game from back in the day that was called Kill, Marry, Have Relations With. Okay.
Yes. Yes. We know this game very well.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I concur.
Give me a second.
But instead.
Have relations. I know it by another name. Yeah.
No one's boy.
Instead, we're going to play. They become your admin, they become your student, or they become your colleague. All okay. Right. So I'm going to give you three. People, some of them might be real, some of them might be fictional, from a certain category, and you have to pick, do I want them to be my admin, do I want them to be my student, or do I want them to be my colleague? Okay.
Brilliant.
Oh, I love
Mealy. Brilliant. I love it.
So this game could literally be a whole show forever, okay?
That's right.
I've got 20...
Enjoy the new podcast.
Tedesco, your question, what do we do when we have free time? There's a lot of different applications, but let's go.
I've got 20 here, okay? So I'm going to start with Gerardo. And Gerardo, I'm going to give you a couple categories to choose from, okay? I think some you might go with. So you can go NBA. I'm going to give you two NBA ones. You can go – I've got a list here. NBA star or NBA big man, or do you want to go Olympic athletes?
Let's go NBA big man.
Okay, so you have to make one of them your admin, you have to make one of them your student, and you have to make one of them your colleague, okay? You've got Shaq, Duncan, and Hakeem.
Oh! Wow.
Okay. So who's the admin?
My admin is Shaq. Because Shaq doesn't know anything. So TNT has this wonderful, like, sketch, and it was like Shaq and Barkley between the two of them. You're kind of like, do y'all know anything about the NBA? But I love them because it's just like listening to guys at the barbershop talk about basketball.
That's right. Yeah. So that's the best thing about it.
There was this competitive sketch between the two of them that was called Who He Play For. Barkley doesn't know who anybody plays for in the NBA. It's amazing. So anyway, so Shaq would be my principal, my admin.
Uh-huh.
Duncan would be my student.
Okay.
Because he does everything exactly the way it's supposed to be done.
He's going to bring up your test scores for real.
He's going to bring up your test scores overnight. He's going to make all your exemplars. He is going to just be technically proficient with everything. He's going to be very matter of fact about it. Hakeem Olajuwon is going to be my colleague because, like, to me, your colleague needs to be somebody who can bring it and who you'll learn from. Like whatever the pedagogical drop step is, that's what I want to learn from Hakeem. But Shaq is my admin. I feel like we need to have some memes out there, some Photoshop stuff. That's great.
Principal Shaq.
Principal Shaq.
Cool. So Tedisco.
Principal the General.
Tedisco, I'm going to give you a different.
Love it.
There's different categories to choose from. Okay?
I appreciate that.
So you've got Star Wars, Marvel, or The Office.
Ooh. Dude.
I got to go Star Wars. Star Wars.
Okay. I'm going to keep it simple, old school, just Luke, Han, and Leia. Okay, or Han, depending on how you pronounce it. So who's
Luke?
So Luke, Han, and Leia. One's gonna be. Go ahead.
And Leia. All right. So my admin's gonna definitely be. Shoot, I don't know. My admin's gonna be Leia, because she actually knows how to run stuff.
That's right. And get stuff done.
And she has no problem looking at things that don't make sense and saying, "No, we're not gonna do that."
Okay.
So I think she'd be a great admin for that reason. And not just go with the flow. My student would be Luke, because Luke wants to learn and he's a little angsty, but he needs a little guidance. And yeah. I feel like it would just, I don't even know if I'd help him. It would just make me feel better.
Yeah.
In my classroom.
Luke is hella impatient. That's the only thing that gives me
he's
reminds me of a lot of my students.
Yeah.
I want to learn. Like, dude, I want to get there.
You can't lift your X-Wing fighter with your mind yet. It takes
Hold on. We're going to get there.
I just want to leave my farm. I just want to start my life. Shut up. Sit down.
Okay.
And then, yeah, Han would definitely be my coworker because, number one, he'd have the funniest stories.
That's right.
Flipping out on kids. And it's like, yeah, and so I just took his textbook, threw it up in the air, and shot it. Like, imagine grabbing a beer with Han on a Friday when you're stressed out.
Best FAC
dude.
Ever.
At the end of a bad week. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Han would be there for you, and Han would keep it in perspective.
Yes.
But Chewie shows up.
Yes.
Chewie's here?
Chewie's the janitor.
And a kid's giving you trouble, you go, listen, you're just going to go sit in Mr. Solo's class today, okay? I can't deal with you.
No, I don't like to go there.
You sit in Mr. Solo's class. Like, I just need a break.
Oh, man. Like, okay. I always think of, like, The Hangover, like the teacher taking all of, like, the kids' field trip money and going to Vegas. Like, that's what Han would.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay.
That's right.
Okay, so Kev, I know a little bit, so I'm going to give you a couple different categories.
All right.
You can definitely have old school hip hop. Is WWE something in your range or not?
Nope.
Okay, so no WWE for you. Is Breaking Bad or The Office or The Simpsons?
Breaking Bad. Let's go Breaking
Bad.
Okay.
Yes.
Go Breaking Bad. Yeah.
So you got Walter White, obviously.
Yes.
You've got Hank and you've got Gus.
All right.
I thought you were going to throw out like Jesse or Saul.
All right. So I've got Walter White, I've got Hank, and I've got Gus.
Mm-hmm. I don't want any of them as
Gus. Ooh, all right. So, wow. Let's see. I'd take Hank as the student.
Okay.
I feel like Hank
retires.
You got to stay on his good side, you know.
Hank's got an IEP, though, because how long did it take him to figure out his brother-in-law was...
Hank's probably got an IEP. But
Hank,
he's gonna stop playing with rocks
and get back to work.
Maybe I can help him kind of get there. Oh, but let's see. Gus, I guess you have to go with Gus as the admin.
Yeah.
Gus has to be the admin because he at least has a plan. He knows where he's headed. And like, he's trying to stay within the... Like, he's like, yo... It's Walter White that pushes him to have to like really, like get out of pocket, right? So mm-hmm. like Walter White, and so I guess my colleague, is Walter White, right? Yeah. It's natural. He's a science teacher. He's about the science,
right?
He's kind of a weird science. He fits with
weird is a good word for it.
He's that weird, different science teacher that you're like, hey, you know, like. And maybe I could help him, like, just be a little more culturally responsive. Maybe we can help him get in touch with his feelings and be like, no, Walt, You know, and I'm going to notice things, you know, because I have a background in certain groups of people. Some be like, "Well, why are you always leaving with all the beakers? What's Walt up to?"
Well, yeah. Hey, why do you got the second cell phone, my friend?
Y'all notice how Mr. White has two phones like Kevin Gates? Walt got two phones like Kevin Gates.
Notice how Mr. White's car smells a little weird.
Oh. What is he up to?
Vintage Kev. Kev really feels like he can redeem anyone.
Yeah, you know, so like I'm helping Walter White, you know, like just talking to him on the way to the car. Y'all right, Walt? You seem heavy. You seem stressed, man.
You good?
Everything all right? You feel good? Like
you guys want to do one more round?
Energy coming from
you. Yeah, let's do one more round.
One more round.
And then Walter White has a Gerardo breakdown, just going like,
okay, Gerardo, I'm picking for you this time. Okay.
Oh God.
All right. Okay,
we're going old school hip hop. You got LL Cool J, Dr. Dre, and Snoop.
Oh.
LL Dre and Snoop. All right. Admin, Snoop, all day.
Really?
No, probably not. Snoop
don't be late.
I gravitate towards weirdos, which is why Kev and I are friends.
That's right.
So thanks. Okay. So the admin is Dre. I feel like that's clear. Yeah. Expert producer, doesn't need his name to be on every track.
No, Kev.
His reputation and his talent is enough.
And he's
very good at amplifying the skills and talents of his crew. So Dre is my admin. This is where it gets a little harder. I'm gonna say LL is my colleague.
Okay.
LL will get you hype. Like you come in and you just had like that jerk cut you off on 6th Avenue and people are driving like idiots and you spilled your coffee on the way in and you're just there like sulking and LL will be like, "Hey, let's go knock this out. Get this. And LL, like, I don't even think LL is that good of a rapper.
Oh my gosh. Lies, bro.
But there's a persona there and there's an energy that is just this infectious energy.
Right.
And so LL is definitely my colleague. I would love to have Snoop in my class.
Snoop
is my student because
he'd never show up, but yeah, when he did.
I mean, that's it. We would have to. Yeah. We would.
He'd be gone to the bathroom for a long time.
He would be gone to the bathroom for a while, and I could be like, "Snoop, you know you can't come to school like this." And he'd be like, "Yeah, that's real.
That's real. I hate."
I feel like Snoop would be really fun to get to know because he's just got these weird little things that he's into, like that cooking show with Martha Stewart.
Yes.
And he's also so self-effacing where he's kind of like, "Martha, only one of us ever been to prison." and there's just like Snoop just does stuff where you're kind of like, I don't even know what that is, but it's great. So
and Snoop does have an appreciation for history, you know what I mean, as well. So,
he really
would appreciate that. Okay. Let's go back to disco.
WWE. Can I just finish up the nerdy white boy from the suburbs?
There you go. Go ahead. Hit it.
No, I was going to take you to the. I think I was going to take you to the office.
I'll take either.
Okay. So you got Jim. You got Jim, Dwight, and Michael.
Oof. Oh man.
Let's spin again.
I feel like there's one that is really good, and then the rest are highly.
I mean, Michael already is like a lot of admin I have.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
And have had in the past. But the thing is, like, the difference between running a small paper company and running a school is people report on the jokes you make.
That's right.
Michael would get us on the news.
That's right. You would be on the news
every week
with quickness.
Right. Sorry. I have to apologize to the community.
So I guess, and I've already had Dwight as admin too. all right, I'm gonna say Jim is admin just because I think he wouldn't get me on the news.
There you go. That seems reasonable.
Right, so long as he doesn't form an odd love triangle with a teacher, I think we'll be fine. I'd say my coworker. I'd make my coworker Dwight, and then my student Jim. And so Dwight would be my coworker because it's really easy
Michael
to just ignore
student,
my coworkers.
Then. Michael ends up being your student. That if.
Oh yeah, yeah. Because Jim's the teacher. Yeah, so Michael would be my student.
Okay.
All right. So yeah. So Jim's admin, Dwight's colleague, and Michael's student, because Michael definitely needs some diversity training, and
you can help him.
Needs to learn a little bit about other people outside of him.
That's right.
I think I could try and help.
And Michael's trying.
Michael's got a big heart.
He just gets it really wrong. Like,
just, yeah.
he thinks he's very enlightened. He'd be the one going like, I don't know. Please let me explain the civil rights movement, Mr. Tedesco. No, Michael, I'm not.
No, not today. Not today.
And I want you to listen today. And then Dwight should be my colleague because he'd be really easy to ignore, I think. I think I know enough teachers already just like that. Who consider themselves very serious and intelligent. And no one takes them seriously. He would be the one who'd ask way too many questions at like the PTSD.
Oh my God, he's that teacher.
He'd expand the PDs to an extra hour because he would just be pointing. Question.
Mike, question. When you say that we don't have to come to meetings, do we have to come to the building that day? Shut up, Dwight.
Question. Wow. I feel like
I collected a list of everybody who arrived late to today's meeting. I emailed that
to
you.
Yeah, exactly.
And then Jim, as the principal, would just go, sure, and then delete.
Sure.
Oh my gosh. That's
okay,
great.
Kev, last one here, all right?
Here we go.
So we're going to go talk show hosts.
Ooh,
you got Jerry Springer, Oprah, and Ellen.
Oh, wow, snap. Oh. This is big considering all the recent revelations.
About Ellen?
About Ellen, right?
Yeah.
Like, big. So, yeah.
You can go pre-controversy Ellen. If you want pre-controversy Ellen, you can have
Ellen today and what we know. You don't want that. I mean, I think we've all had that Ellen admin. It's
are we taking 2020 Ellen or Dory Ellen?
Or some combination of both.
Oh my God. Yeah, that's funny.
You can have Brave coming out in the 90s Ellen if you want her. Whichever Ellen you want.
Whichever I can choose. Yeah. So, first of all, admin Oprah.
Yeah,
Oprah.
That's kind of a no-brainer.
Oprah could be my leader. Oprah's my leader.
Yeah.
Oprah's the leader. Oprah's the leader.
She's going to give her whole staff a car. She'd be like, you get a new Mercedes-Benz, and you get a Mercedes-Benz.
But Oprah's going to be, like, giving us books to read, you know, good books. She's going to be nurturing our – we don't have Soul Sundays, right, where Ayanla's going to come through for, like, those SEOs.
Oh, yeah, Oprah's friends.
She'll bring through Rachel Rave to teach us, you know, like we'll be cooking up, you know. PD is going to be off the chain every time.
Yeah, it would.
You know, you come in and be like, oh my gosh, PD is like this, Oprah. Right? And so, like, you just live in that. So Oprah is clearly the admin. Let's see, who's my colleague? So now I got Spring Dog or Ellen. You know. Let's see. I think I'm gonna have Ellen as my colleague.
Okay.
I'm gonna have Ellen as my colleague because you know Ellen will be dancing for the kids. She's gonna get them live. And Ellen's always good to the audience. It's just the other people that work below her. So like, let's hope like she's just gonna be good to the students.
You do not want Ellen as your admin because that would be a train wreck with Ellen as your admin.
I don't want Ellen as the admin, you know. And so Spring Dog, I'm gonna have Spring Dog as my student.
Okay.
I'm gonna have him as the student, you know, because going back, and so I'm glad you mentioned this. I'll tell you, I don't even know if Gerardo knows this. But I am one of these few people who had the privilege in the 90s to go to the Jerry Springer show.
No, you were in the audience?
I've been in the audience yelling, Jerry, Jerry, Jerry.
Oh my God.
Right? So I witnessed the cultural phenomenon firsthand.
I will say this, though. If Jerry is your student, how many fights are there going to be on the bus lot and in the cafeteria?
Right?
He is stirring
it up, right? But you kind of want that. He's like, so, Becky. Jamal says
this is, and he has index cards for no reason.
He's and just he's bringing them out. Hold on, hold on. I want to bring out. I want to bring out. I want to bring out Juanita.
and you're like, she doesn't even go here.
Oh, why bring out? I'm like, Jerry, you staying after school? You are stirring up the pot. I want you. Why are you setting up shows?
But his summaries in class would be great. Like, if somebody explained what we talked about, he's like,
Jerry's that check when the admin comes in to observe. Jerry, go to what we. What are your final thoughts on the lesson?
Jerry would be, Jerry would
what
be.
What have we learned today?
Okay. Really. All right.
Hey, so do we have one for me?
By the way, guys, this game is even better than I thought it was going to be. So,
this is good stuff. This is quality stuff. We have so many applications.
I'm like, I know what I'm doing in class one day.
Yeah, that's what I told you. This is Gerardo's new day filler.
Oh, you can. You can do it with historical figures. You can do it all day long with historical figures.
Kids can start to come up with them. Kids can choose who they want, right?
Yeah.
The possibilities are endless. Millie, I got one for you.
Okay, cool.
All right. Comedians or NFL quarterbacks?
Ooh.
I'm taking comedians.
All right. Richard Pryor.
Yep.
George Carlin.
Uh-huh.
Jerry Seinfeld.
Okay. So Carlin's my admin. Okay, he's got to be my admin because he just
– What?
He's smoking in your office. Smoking in his office. You know, Mealy, we need to talk.
Here's why. I trust, some principals, okay, we know this, please up to the, superintendent and the people downtown. Yeah. And some admins, they please down, and they're teachers, okay? Yeah. George Carlin, he's taking care of the teachers. He's going to be telling the superintendent that's stupid.
Yep.
Period.
All right.
Okay, and then Pryor, same reason. I forget who you said. Same reason, Han Solo. I'm taking Pryor as my colleague because we are just cutting up. You know what I mean? And we're just gonna have a good time hanging out.
You're gonna be like Richard. You can't say that.
Yeah, but he doesn't have to worry.
Loud, Richard,
tell us more.
But he's
stories.
Not gonna get in trouble because George Carlin's the admin, so he's good.
He's calling anybody out. George Carlin's showing up too.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So that's
Carlin shows
we're
up
good.
At a parent-teacher conference, going like, "No, white people are like that."
So
another thing.
So Jerry's gonna be my student. I mean, he's gonna do his stuff, and he's gonna take good notes, and he's gonna do all his thing. You know what I mean? He's gonna think he's funnier than he is most of the time, and I'm gonna have to put him in his place every once in a while. You know what I mean? But I'll take him as my student.
He's gonna ask a lot of questions.
Yes, that's true,
Mr. Mealy. What is up with the variable?
Point out, Mr. Mealy, what's with the math every day?
Did you ever notice that, like a squared plus b squared equals c squared? I hadn't noticed that.
What's the deal?
You know what? I gotta give you credit for this because in my mind, I thought, Seinfeld's definitely got to be your admin. But if you had a kid who got in trouble and you wanted to send him to somebody's office.
George Carlin
would straighten that kid out.
Principal Seinfeld
would just make kids run all over.
They would.
Okay.
That was fun. I feel like I burned 200 calories doing that.
One of the things besides being like goofballs that we have in common is the endings to our shows are extremely similar. I don't know if you know that or not. So we say stay unprofessional, okay? So if we can do a chorus of stay unprofessional and then a chorus of stay dope just to get that on the MP3, that would be awesome. So on three, we'll do stay unprofessional, okay? 1, 2, 3, stay unprofessional. Okay, and then Gerardo, lead us into stay dope.
All right, and 1, 2, 3,
stay dope.
That's so funny.
Fellas, when are we doing this again?
This is great, man.
Oh, that face hurts.